For the past few years, tribal, fishing, and environmental groups have been pressuring the Environmental Protection Agency to step in and stop development of the proposed Pebble Mine. That pressure resulted in the agency putting together a scientific document called the Bristol Bay Watershed Assessment. It was released in January, and it documented possible negative impacts to the Bristol Bay region if the Pebble Mine were to be developed. Those negative impacts were cited by EPA officials during a press conference Friday as the reason why the agency is starting a process to review whether to use an authority given it under the Clean Water Act to veto permits the Pebble Mine developers would need to move forward with development. Gina McCarthy is the administrator of the EPA.
It frankly is the uniqueness of this mine, and it's the uniqueness of this area. That is why we are here today, in the fact that we have developed a very sound scientific assessment that gives us significant reason to believe that we're looking at adverse consequences and that we deserve to have actions taken to provide certainty in this situation.
McCarthy called the salmon that are at the heart of the economy and the way of life in the Bristol Bay region an extraordinary resource worthy of EPA protections. The other high-level EPA official on hand for Friday's press conference was Dennis McLaren. He's the administrator for EPA Region 10, and he stressed that the action taken by the agency was requested by many Alaskans.
We received petitions from 9 Native villages in Alaska asking us to initiate a 404C process, and before we took that step, we decided that we needed to learn a lot more about the watershed. And the process that we've described today, where we developed a scientific assessment, held hearings, received comments, has been a part of an extraordinary effort by EPA to respond to those petitions from Alaskans. And this is initiating another process where I'm sure we'll hear a significant amount from Alaskans. But this is also a resource that is of worldwide significance, the fishery there. So we really want to be careful about that place. It's one of the last best places.
The EPA has sent a formal letter to the Pebble Limited Partnership, the State of Alaska, and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers about the 404C decision, and Administrator McCarthy says they are free to provide comments and additional information to help guide the agency's decision-making on this matter.
We're not going to preclude them from coming to the table with any data they may have. I think that EPA did a very wise decision here to put out a scientific assessment that's been peer-reviewed at least a few times by a range of scientists who worked with the agency to make sure that it was comprehensive. But that doesn't mean that science is a final decision tool for this agency. The agency has initiated 404C proceedings before. We have done more than we've ended up making a final decision to use that authority. So we're still open. We don't think we are going to take away opportunities to bring new information in. In fact, this is all about getting more information in and making sure we listen to the full range of issues and concerns and ideas that the company might have, that the state might have, that the Army Corps might have available to it. So the science document got us a long way, but there is a process ahead that will be important to the agency making a final decision.
Section 404C of the Clean Water Act allows the EPA to restrict, prohibit, deny, or withdraw the use of an area as a disposal site for dredged or fill material if the discharge will have unacceptable adverse effects on municipal water supplies, shellfish beds and fishery areas, wildlife, or recreational areas. The agency claims they process about 60,000 404 permits a year and have only started the formal 404C process 29 times. That has resulted in the agency using its veto authority only 13 times since 1972. During Friday's press conference, Region 10 Administrator Dennis McLaren outlined the time frame for the 404C veto process.
Our rules provide that this initial letter that we put out that you have in front of you today that initiates the process has a 15-day response time, but we fully expect that we'll get requests to extend that time and that we'll have some additional time for a dialogue back and forth. And the second step does not come until that first step in the process is completed. And once that second step in the process is started, we'll have another public process with public hearings and public notification and so on. But on the front end of the process, We expect a bit of time here to be spent allowing an opportunity for some back and forth between the state, the Corps, and the property owners of the Pebble Partnership and EPA before we move on to a second step. And as I said earlier, at any point in the process, we could decide not to go forward with the 404C. Today, we believe we have enough information in front of us to initiate the process and move forward. And we believe, and you have that in front of you, we believe there are significant adverse effects, but we have a lot of due process ahead of us that allows an exchange back and forth for that to be rebutted.
Under questioning during Friday's press conference, both Administrator McCarthy and Region 10 Administrator McLaren said now is the time for the Pebble Limited Partnership to make a case for the EPA to not step in and impose restrictions on large-scale mining in the Bristol Bay region.
There's really been an extraordinary amount of public process here, two rounds of peer review, multiple public hearings, over 1.1 million comments received by the agency on the assessment, and now we've got some more process in front of us. This has truly been an extraordinary effort by the agency to understand the Bristol Bay watershed and understand the possible impacts from the Pebble prospect. And we're going to continue moving forward to make sure we hear all voices on this and that we make good decisions.
The proposed Pebble Mine would sit on land owned by the state of Alaska that has always been open to mineral exploration and possible development. However, the land is near the headwaters of the Nooshagak and Quijack Rivers, which are two of the most significant salmon-producing rivers on Earth. The Bristol Bay region produces nearly 50% of the world's sockeye salmon, and that salmon is the cornerstone of the economy in the region and the way of life of the people that call the region home. The EPA confirms that with the start of the 404C process, the Army Corps of Engineers cannot issue a permit for fill in wetlands or streams associated with mining the Pebble deposit until the review process is complete. The Pebble Limited Partnership has said their goal for this year is to advance the project into permitting, but that will likely be on hold until the EPA's review is complete. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.